The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Join me here for another hour and another edition of Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, we're going to be joined by two really cool folks. We're going to begin by chatting with a gentleman who has had many entrepreneurial ventures in his day. He has founded a number of automotive websites, and he's got a brand new one that he's going to be telling us all about momentarily. Also coming up a little later on in this hour, we'll be joined by one of our regular contributors, Don Jones, the old car guy himself, will be stepping on up to the microphone, and I know he's getting out there and doing some traveling and looking for fire trucks and tanks and all kinds of unusual vehicles, plus, of course, American Muscle and everything in between. Along the way, we're going to take your telephone calls. Here's the number. It's toll-free, so feel free at 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, or via the email, very simply, bob@boblongradio.com or bob@autoworldradio.com. Hopefully that one's working, but if it's not, you can always use bob@boblongradio.com. We love to play trivia here on the show. Auto World's actually been on the air since 1992. It's been in this time slot, this exact time right now that you're hearing me, if you're listening to us live, since 1995. That is a long time. I've been snooping around the internet looking at some of the other automotive radio programs that used to be. A lot of them have gone away. A lot of them have drifted into blogs and podcasts and stuff like that. But we are here, and we hope to be here for another, 25 or 30 years. That's what I'm hoping. Let's throw out a trivia question to get things started, and we'll make it a relatively easy trivia question here. Okay. Why don't we throw this question out? Rolls-Royce, of course, is now owned not by a British company, but a German company. Rolls-Royce is actually owned by BMW these days. But there was a time back in the early 1900s that Rolls-Royces were actually made in a state here in the good old U.S. of A. It wasn't for long, and I'll give you a hint. It was in the Northeast. Where did they produce Rolls-Royce vehicles? In the early 1920s, for a short time, in the early part of 19-teens, 20s, 30s, in that general vicinity, whereabouts did they produce them? That's the question. Whoever gets the question right, good news, we got a prize for you from the Busted Knuckle Garage. Warren Tracy will send you something really cool. Speaking of really cool, let's welcome a gentleman who for many, many years was the keeper of my website, autoworldradio.com. And who knows, maybe he'll be taking that role over again. You never know in this business, but he's got a brand new website, relatively new. I know he launched it a while back, but we haven't had a chance to talk about it. So the name of the website is called Wheeled Planet, and the name of the gentleman is Ken Zvokal. Ken, thanks so much for your time. How are you doing today?
I'm doing real good, Bob. How about you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you very much. I congratulate you on the launch of Wheeled Planet. For those who might be familiar with the program, for many, many years, not only did Ken take care of my website, but he had the website AutoGeek.com. And what happened was you decided to kind of merge forces together with the folks at AutoGeek.net, who for a long time you had a relationship with, but they came along and I understand made you an offer you couldn't refuse.
Yeah, that's right. And it was kind of that time, some of the technology that we were using on AutoGeek.com had been some old school web stuff, and we knew it was time to do a rewrite, so we just kind of took advantage of their offer for them to take over the domain, and kind of took our time and rebuilt from the ground up Wheeled Planet, and just decided the time was right. So now we've got the new site out there with some new technology behind the scenes, so we're ready to go again.
Great. It is the Internet's largest gathering of automotive and motorcycle enthusiasts. I know you pride yourself in gathering up information from clubs, and not only car clubs, but truck clubs, motorcycle clubs. About how many do you have listed on the site from around the globe?
Right now we have about 2,500 clubs listed. And kind of the thing that we're doing right now is we're kind of doing our club drive. So we're going through our listings, make sure everyone's up to date, and we have good contact information for everyone. And then we've also gathered about another 300 to 350 car clubs that we're going to add to the database probably here in the next week. They're going to start sliding in there as we update. We want to make sure we don't have a lot of duplicates in there. So we're kind of hand-looking at all those entries and making sure we have good stuff out there. And got a search facility so that you can go in there, you can search by state if there's a particular type of club you're looking for, like you mentioned, a motorcycle club or a Ford Mustang club or a Corvette club. You can search for that and kind of zero in on people that have the same interest as you.
And you always have done a wonderful job with events and telling folks all around the country in their local area where there are shows and cruise-ins and swap meets, and you continue that here at Wheeled Planet. Tell our listeners all across North America and around the world about this events calendar.
Yeah, this is one of the things, especially on the news site, that was we spent a lot of time working on the search, being able to go in there and find stuff based on how far away it is from you. And again, just like the clubs, you can look for specific types of shows or swap meets. But right now, I think we're at close to 700 events on there. And I know the site's really taken off here. You can always tell when spring comes because my email's been blowing up. People send it, and you get these events listed, and we're working through those emails and getting them posted in there. But one of the big features of this site is just the events listing and just the ease that you should be able to go in there and find any type of event that you're looking for. And you can search by distance from your zip code. So, you know, put in your zip code, you can say, I want to see all the events that are within 150 miles. You can put that in there, and it's going to give you the events in that radius that you're looking for. So you can kind of stay close to home if you're looking for, or if you're looking for a particular area, you know you're going to be traveling out to California, down to Florida. You can search in those areas, too, and find out what car shows and, like you said, swap meets are going on. So you can catch stuff where you're going to be.
And, of course, you've got great automotive news and articles, and I thank you for posting some of my new vehicle reviews. We're going to have to get you some fresh ones there, as there's been some changing in my realm as far as where my reviews are being posted these days, but we're going to get you those. Matter of fact, I'll send you some as soon as we get off the air here. Tell our listeners about the photo album. This is another thing, Ken, that, boy, you over the years have collected so many photos, not only from people, you know, where you hail from the great state of Indiana, but from around the world. When we come back on the other side, you can tell folks about the photo album and about all the cool stuff you've received. This is Auto World.
Peace of the highway, hot sparks burning the night. touching together.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hear that? That's the sound of somebody buying the car of their dreams. Oh, and that's the sound of it making its way off the auction block and straight onto the loading liftgate of a Reliable Carrier's trailer. Now we see the reliable driver taking over. He's slipping a plastic cover over the seat, putting paper floor mats on the floor. Now he's loading it onto this 53-foot trailer. You know, the contents of this trailer are covered by a $5 million insurance policy and tracked by a GPS satellite at all times. Now, he appears to be ratcheting it firmly into place, checking it over, closing the doors. This kind of care is why Reliable Carriers is America's largest fleet of specialty vehicle carriers. He's in the tractor, ready to deliver this vehicle to its new home. And he's looking at me, wondering why I'm standing in the way of his big orange truck. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. This is Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
December 7th. 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a select quote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks so much for being here. Ken Zolkel is with us. He is the founder, the president, the CEO of WheeledPlanet.com. And before the break there, I was asking Ken about the photo album he's got at Wheeled Planet. And much like all the great work that he did with AutoGeek.com for boy, how long do you have that site, Ken? More than 10 years, right?
Yeah, we were going on, I think, our 12th year. when we retired that site. So, yeah, it was a while. So hopefully we get a good long run with Wheel Planet as well.
Good. I'm so glad to hear that. But you personally, I know you just get a huge kick out of people sending you photos, and you get them not only here in the good old U.S. of A., but you get them from all over the world. Tell us more.
Yeah, we encourage people to send us our photos, and kind of one of the new features that we have on the site, as soon as we start getting some people sending us emails, put us our dragging a little bit behind. We were up to almost 9,000 photos that were on the old site, and we just kind of put those aside for right now. We may bring some of those back, some like classic pictures of car shows and stuff. But for right now, we're just starting from scratch and adding new photos in there. And as we get people that have some from car shows and stuff, we can give you a page that you can submit your photos to, and they'll just load right onto the site there and set up your own album so you can share what's happening in your neck of the woods. And that's kind of the good thing about WheelPlanet.com is, like you said, we're a community. So it's not going to be me going out and taking all the pictures. We're encouraging people to go out there, you know, as you're attending shows, shoot us some pictures, or even if you're out there, you know, and you're walking through a parking lot and you see a really cool car that you've never seen before, you know, snap that picture, and you can always submit it to the site, send us through the email, or you can hit us up on Twitter or Facebook, either one, and all those will get filtered back into our website so you can share with all the other Wheel Planet people that are out there.
That's fantastic. And 100% free of charge. I mean, there's no charge to visit Wheeled Planet. And I know at Auto Geek, you actually had a club. Have you continued that at Wheeled Planet? Is there a way for folks to join and get special benefits? How are you working that?
Yeah, there's a place that you can sign up. We haven't launched our newsletter yet, but that's probably going to be here in the next 6 weeks. We'll be sending out our first newsletter. So you can go on the site. Up on the top bar there, you can register your email address. We're not going to send it or sell it to anyone else. That's just for our use, and we'll send out a newsletter. This can have some discount codes and stuff. And even if you don't sign up for that, we run monthly specials that are on the site from some of our advertisers with coupon codes that you can save money, you know, 10%, 25%. Every little bit helps when you need to buy car parts or maintenance materials, stuff like that, demolishes, stuff like that. So, you know, check out the site and take advantage of those codes.
Wow. And, of course, you've also got clubs, and I guess put in, we've got Don Jones coming up next. He's from Missouri, and I just put in the state of Missouri, and all popped all these clubs. Here's the Branson, Missouri Corvette Club, the Crystal Dimension Car and Truck Club in Columbia, Missouri, Team Dirty Racing in Afton, Missouri, and that's just the tip of the iceberg. But you've got a great search engine here, and you've got all kinds of club listings. Tell us about the club listings, and are you looking for more? Are you looking for people to submit their clubs and pictures? Tell us more about what you're looking for.
Yeah, anyone out there that's, you know, running their own club, you can send us that information, or even to make it even simpler, there's a link on there, and you can submit your information in there. Just click the link, and it brings up a little form with some information that we're looking for. And it doesn't appear instantly in the club listing. We review everything that gets put in there, and that's just a double check to make sure there wasn't a mistype on an email address or your website or something like that, and also to make sure no one's spamming our list, because we want to keep it automotive, motorcycle, truck club, stuff like that, and not get any stray stuff that doesn't belong in the listings. So we check it, our editors check it, approve it, usually gets done within 24 hours, and then you're right there in the list with everyone else, so people can find your club. And we always get emails back and stuff where different clubs are connecting up by using our listings there and finding other clubs, like you gave the example, Missouri. So if you're doing a car show, maybe you want to find all the car clubs that are in Missouri and connect with them so that you can have a real big show going on. So that's one thing that you could take advantage of on our site.
And another thing that I'm so glad you've continued, you had it at Auto Geek. You've got it now at Wheeled Planet. And again, it's wheeledplanet.com. The product spotlight. I used to have so much fun having you on and talking about all the products that are sent to you for evaluation. You're always on the cutting edge. We got to start doing that on a regular basis because I love having you on and I love hearing about all this cool stuff.
Yeah, it's a good place that, if you're looking for some new product, a lot of times when a new product's released, it might be 3-4 months before information makes it out to the print magazines and newspapers and stuff like that. And we have people call us up all the time, say, hey, I got this new product, can you list it? And we've got it out there in a couple of days from when they release it. So we've got some pretty cutting edge products and stuff, and you can, order them through the links that we provide and get those in your hand and start taking advantage of those new products.
That's fantastic. And let's take a look at some of the other cool things that you've got going on here at Wheeled Planet. You're covering the gamut, everything from new vehicles you've got on here to you've got lots of great information. Lots of good stuff that I'm sure you're going to be adding more contributors as well. You've always in the past had lots of people that would contribute different articles, and I'm sure you're going to continue to do that here with Wheeled Planet as well.
That's right. And then one of the things that's really great about the new site is we can get that information posted so much quicker, because before we get articles submitted or photos and stuff, and then it always fell back into my to-do box. And, sometimes I was the bottleneck getting new stuff out there, and now I've got it set up. So as I receive stuff, it just goes on the site. I just make sure that it's the appropriate material for our site. Anything that has to deal with anything that's got wheels, we'll get it out there for you and share it and, get it out there so you can start connecting with other people that have the same interest.
Ken, since you're connected with so many clubs and so many enthusiasts, not only here in North America but around the world, you've really seen the explosion, and certainly the Internet has definitely played a major role there. But you get pictures from places that you wouldn't normally associate with car collecting or enthusiasts. I know in the past you've told us you're getting pictures from Russia and India and lots of muscle cars from Sweden. And where are some of the other funky places that you've gotten correspondence from?
Oh, we have gotten some drag racers from Australia that have sent us pictures in the past, and collector cars from there, too. So, yeah, all over the world, South America, Mexico. So, you're not just sharing with people in North America, you're sharing with people around the globe.
Well, Ken, this is just the first visit of what will become, hopefully, regular visits. Congratulations on WheeledPlanet.com, and we look forward to getting you back with us real soon.
All right. Good talking to you again, Bob.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Music is from ZZ Top. That's right, a little band from Texas with three really cool guys. My good friend Billy F. Gibbons, as well as Frank Beard, the drummer, the only gentleman who doesn't have a beard, and Dusty Hill. Great guys, and we're going to get Billy back on the airwaves here somewhere down the road, so you can look forward to that. And you can look forward to another great half hour straight ahead. We've got Don Jones in the on-deck circle. He's standing by, swinging the lead bat, as they say in baseball. He used to, anyway, do that. It would be a St. Louis Cardinals bat, no question about that. And he's standing by to tell us a little bit about his adventures of late. And we got a trivia question out there. And so far, let's see, the guesses we've had, they're all wrong. Rolls-Royce, the question is, manufactured some vehicles for a very short period of time in the early part of the, I think it was 1920s, either teens or 20s, in a state in the Northeast. No, it was not Maine. It was not New Hampshire. It was not Vermont. It was not New Jersey. So what state had Rolls-Royce production for a very short span of time? 855-660-4261 or via the email bob@boblongradio.com or bob@autoworldradio.com. Speaking of that, let's log on to autoworldradio.com and see what the status of that is, and it's still not where it should be, so we'll stand by some changes coming there. Let's go to the great city of St. Louis, Missouri, and welcome one of our great contributors here on the broadcast. He is the CEO and founder of theoldcarguys.com. It's the one and only Don Jones. Don, how you doing?
I'm doing real well. It's opening day here in St. Louis for the St. Louis Cardinals, and unfortunately, I have no idea what the score is.
Very good. And, of course, you know, I'm a Bostonian, and there have been many World Series in which the Cardinals met the Red Sox in 1946. The Cardinals beat the Red Sox in seven games. 1967, the Cardinals beat the Red Sox in seven games. And
that
then,
wasn't
course,
so a couple of years ago, though.
That's true. That is true. A couple of years ago, we got a little bit of revenge, but what a great city. And what a great car place St. Louis is. And I've learned that from you. There are just so many auto enthusiasts in the Midwest and in Missouri and in Nebraska. For those of our listeners who may not be familiar with the size and scope of the number of clubs and the number of events there in the Midwest, tell us more, Don.
Oh, my goodness. Well, our opening season comes with one of the biggest shows of the year, which was last weekend, Easter Sunday show at Forest Park, where there were hundreds and hundreds of cars, and some of them just very, very pristine. Pure car, there wasn't a lot of vendors there, a few, but very few. But people tailgating and, you know, you're walking through and, you know, get to conversation with people and all of a sudden, you know, you're sitting down having a hamburger, a hot dog, or a drink with them and, you know, talking cars and before you know it, it's time to go home. But we did that last week. In the day, we were over in, Sauget, Illinois, about, 20 minutes from the Arch at St. Louis, visiting a swap meet. Where I ran into a guy I knew you.
Really?
Yeah. Guy from Rosebud, Illinois.
Very good. Somebody that's heard the show?
It's a fellow that I used to work with. He has a TV show called V8 TV.
Oh, very good. Excellent. Well, that's great. What a small world, huh? Jeez.
Yeah. He has a restoration shop over in Rosebud, and as I was walking around handing out business cards, I usually say things to the guys in the restoration that, you know, they're usually looking for new pristine stuff, but occasionally they can't find it. It just doesn't exist, so they have to do with what's in a salvage yard, and, you know, obviously that's where we come in. So we, you know, talked to him a little bit about that and about what the old car guys do, and, you know, mentioned that we had been on your show, and he says, "Bob Long, I know Bob Long." That knew you way back when working with Motor Trend Radio.
Oh, that's great.
Kevin, I think his name was.
Oh, that's fantastic! Again, very small world, and. And like you said, that event last week is a huge one, and there are a number of really significant ones, and in the one that shuts down the town in Nebraska. Tell us about that one.
Oh, my goodness, yes. In September for the Applejack Festival, and actually the old car guy sponsored this show, the population of the city is about 5,400. During the Applejack Festival, it grows to around 50,000 for the 3 days of the festival. And on the last day, the Sunday, starting at about 7:30 in the morning, the entire Main Street, six or seven blocks long of downtown Main Street, is taken up by hundreds and hundreds of cars for their annual car show. And it's just like visiting America the way we remember it back in the 1960s. It's just a very nice, all-American place to be.
And that's a good thing. I mean, you don't find that too much today and anytime, as far as I'm concerned, when you can go back and visit simpler times. It's a good thing. Continuing to get some emails here on the Rolls-Royce question. Yeah, they did build Rolls-Royce vehicles for a very brief time in a state in the Northeast back in the 1920s or teens. I'd have to look it up specifically, but let's see. New York State, not correct. Pennsylvania, not correct. Come on, give us a call, 855-660-4261, or via the email bob@boblongradio.com. I understand recently you had a gentleman call you up looking for a LaFrance fire truck, a fire machine, I was going to call it.
Well, actually, he was looking for the starter for, I think, a 1957 LaFrance. Keep in mind, American LaFrance fire truck. Keep in mind that those engines are 12-cylinder. They're incredibly wide and incredibly big, you know, well over 900 cubic inches. And I'm not sure what a starter on that would look like. You know, maybe something like a, engine out of a Corvette, maybe. But it was actually a very easy find. Because we have this restoration shop about 10 blocks from my house here in St. Louis that specializes in rebuilding fire trucks, and particularly American LaFrance fire trucks. So I recruited him for a member of the club, as well as finding the part he needed.
That's great. And taking a look, folks, don't forget, log on. Make it a bookmark on your computer, theoldcarguys.com, because he's got, Don's got all kinds of listings, you know, whether it's classic cars, specialized vehicles, pickup trucks, or parts or restorable cars, but also motorcycles. And this is the new one. This is a newer BMW. It's an 09 BMW R1200 RT, and the asking price is $8,375. We'll get the inside scoop on that and more with Don around the bend.
Chances are you'll find somewhere on your road tonight. Seems I always end up driving by.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
When I adopted her, she was a mess. Scabs, itching, licking, missing fur, hot spots, a thin, dull coat. So I take the dog to the vet for the standard run-of-the-mill tests and treatments. No results. I hear your advertisement on a radio.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
So I get the 5-pound box of Dynavite and the Lico chops within a 4-week total. Instead of a German Shedder, I have a German Shepherd. Sheba is 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog for life because she gets fed Dynavite. And the results, they're just incredibly outstanding. And she loves it. When you rescue a dog, you have to do the right thing. You've got to feed him right for life. Do the Dynavite. Dynavite for life.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy. A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at Emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at Emberlit.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system. We're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
We're back. Thank you very much for being here. Our telephone number is 855-660-4261. We got a trivia question out there, and we've got a caller on the line in Missouri. Let's go to the Auto World talk lines and talk to, I believe it's Al. Is that correct?
Yes. Hello, Bob.
Hey, Al. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm listening to your program on the radio. I'm leaning up against my 88 Corvette Roadster.
Oh, good for you.
Very much.
Thank you very much. Tell us about your 88 Corvette Roadster. What's the color scheme on it?
It's white, white removable top, and white canvas top, and it's medium blue interior.
Oh, that sounds really nice. And how many miles do you have on the vehicle?
Right at 84,000.
Oh, not too bad. Not too bad at all. Well, outstanding.
I applied to the Veterans Administration for some Vietnam-era settlement money, and I always wanted one. I bought the car when I was 63 years old, and thank the government, thank the Lord for it.
Absolutely. Very well said. Well, let's see if we can solve this trivia question here. There was a time that Rolls Royces were made here in the good old U.S. of A, besides being made in England, and it was in the Northeast. Do you know what state that might be, Al?
My guess is Massachusetts.
You got it. Congratulations. We're going to send you a cool prize courtesy of the Busted Knuckle Garage. And say hello to Don Jones, who's also a Missouri guy. He's right in St. Louis.
Yeah. What town are you listening from?
Hello, Don Jones. I know you're the old car guy. Hello.
Yeah. What town are you in Missouri?
Pardon?
Where are you listening? What radio station are you listening to?
I'm listening
from
around Sedalia, Missouri on KSIS Radio.
Oh, yeah.
Fantastic.
It's where the State Fair is in Sedalia.
I was stationed over in Knob Noster in the Air Force for a couple of years in between Army stations.
I was in the Air Force myself, thank God. I always tell people that the Air Force still flies and the Navy still sails. And the Marine Corps still grunts, and you know, the country's going to go on regardless of what happens. You know, like, have faith, people, you know.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, terrific. We'll make sure and give John all of your information, name, address, and even make sure that you give John also if besides your Corvette, if you have other cars as well, give us all your cars. I might be able to get you a Haynes manual down the line for at least one of those cars, but we'll get you something right away from the Busted Knuckle Garage.
Two Corvettes and two Mustangs and a Barracuda, a Diesel Rabbit, and a bunch of other stuff.
Oh, fantastic. Well, excellent. Well,
don't.
Sounds great. That's what we like. Well, don't be a stranger. Please, Al, call us again. And thank you very much for being such a knowledgeable car guy and getting that trivia question right.
I get a lot of my knowledge from listening to you all, Don Jones, and your program is just incredible. I take notes on what you guys say, and I try to listen to it. It's just a neat program, and I think you handle the guests and the officials, you know, from and the representatives very well. And Don was telling me about shows. I grew up in St. Louis partially, and I didn't even know they had that Forest Park photo show. I've been away for 50 years.
Have you been down to that Springfield swap meet, Springfield, Missouri?
I never have.
It's a great, it's the Ozark swap meet. There's a couple of them, but the one I was in, it was August. But run in down there. If you get down there, look for me down there, and make sure I got a cold soda behind the counter for you.
I'm making notes.
All right, buddy.
All right. Well, sounds good, Al. Don't be a stranger. Please call us again. Don, before we chatted with Al and going into the break there, I brought up a motorcycle you've got up on the site. This is a 2009 motorcycle. BMW makes some great bikes.
Yeah, price of that bike just came down a little bit. It's a very well-kept bike. It belongs to my best friend. He and I soldiered together for over 20 years. He was a sergeant major at the Pentagon, and now he's a contractor. And he got a young wife, and his wife says it's time to give up those toys and work on the house and make her happy. So he's getting rid of his motorcycle.
Oh, wow. So somebody's going to get a good deal. Just check it out at theoldcarguys.com. Another one that you and I were talking off air recently, and you brought up that that replica Bugatti. I remember when you first found that vehicle, and you weren't quite sure what it was, but certainly a new Bugatti would cost you a new old Bugatti. Let's put it that way, would cost you multiple millions of dollars. But here's an opportunity to get a 1927 replica. And it's located in Dade City. Is that down in Florida? Whereabouts is
right,
that?
Right, yeah. It's Sunbug's Volkswagen Center. It's kind of an odd thing because, there's thousands of cars to know about. I really didn't know that much at the time about Bugattis. And when I first spotted it, I didn't realize it was a kit car. And I ended up calling a collector up in Illinois about it, and when he started talking about having to get together three or four guys to come up with the money for it, and all of a sudden it kind of dawned on me, I obviously have something more than he thinks I got more than what I've got here, and then I discovered it was a kit car. Instead of being a $2 million car, it was about a $3,000 car. And then a couple weeks later, I was up in Amelia Island working for you and ran into a real Bugatti, and I can tell you one thing, I won't make that mistake again after seeing a real one.
Very good. I know you work with a lot of different salvage yards. Tell our listeners around North America a little bit about your connection with all these different salvage yards.
We travel the United States. Actually, the we is just me now because I'm the last of the original old car guys that I started with. And I look for the out-of-the-way salvage yards are the people that have collection of cars, and it's about time that they sell them or do something with them, and try to get those on the market. I also do a service trying to find parts for people and cars for people, and just try to, you know, keep it in my head or keep it in the computer. If somebody's looking for something, send me a text message or an email. If I got an idea where it might be, I'll text you back, and if I don't, I'll keep my eyes open. But just because I don't know where it's at today don't mean I won't find it tomorrow.
And again, as I always say, Don, if I look back at all the years that the program has been on the air, there's nobody else that gives out freely their telephone number and picks up the phone. If you've got a question, you got a dilemma, if you're looking for a part or a vehicle, wanting to sell a car, or if you're looking to purchase something and you need some help scouring the country or scouring salvage yards or dealers, Don's the man to call. So what's that telephone number, Don?
Area code 314-306-7507, or get a hold of me at theoldcarguys.com or at theoldcarguys@gmail.com.
Excellent. Another area that, of course, is really growing in popularity. A lot of people really love to collect pickup trucks, and of course, one of the more unusual vehicles, they've talked about bringing one of these back for many, many years. Both Ford and Chevrolet have talked about it. They haven't done so. They've sold similar vehicles in Australia. General Motors has. But on the site right now, there's a 71 Chevrolet El Camino. And this was a vehicle that was kind of the melding of a car and a station wagon and a truck all in one. And they were very cool vehicles. And this particular one's got a Creighton motor in it, a GM ZZ3. It's a 350 cubic inch V8 with 345 horsepower. And folks should check that out. Once again, Don's telephone number is 314-306-7507. Thank you, buddy. We'll talk again next week. Thank you so much for your time here today.
Okay. Talk to everybody. Bye-bye.
Thank you. That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. My name is Bob Long. Thanks for being here. I said you're on, buddy. Hi, everybody. I'm Auto World Radio host Bob Long, inviting you to check out our title sponsors for all of our great North American International Auto Show coverage recently in Detroit. It's the Ralph C. Wilson Agency. Visit www.rcwa.net for benefits, insurance, wealth management, or financial strategies. The Ralph C. Wilson Agency. Let's say you want to make a do-it-yourself repair on your vehicle. Where do you turn for advice? If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider The Source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do a job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Haynes now offers online manuals that are formatted for all electronic devices. Rather than chance it on the internet, see the experts at Haynes.com.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.